This podcast is a production of Unfiltered Studios. If you would like to know more about joining Unfiltered Studios, please visit our website at unfpod.com for more information.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters. Busting makes me feel good.
I'm the Geeky Dad, and I'm here with
Ariana
and Rayon
and Raiden.
And who are you guys?
And we're the Multiverse Kids.
And who else? Who's else was with
I'm
us?
I'm here as well, the Forever Geeky Mom.
Yes. So the entire Geeky family is here to talk about
busting some ghosts.
A family of
Ghostbusters.
Basically. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. What's the name of the movie?
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
It's basically Luigi's Mansion.
No.
Actually,
it's
yeah,
that,
it's in New York.
It's the Ghostbusters are fighting Elsa.
It's basically Luigi's Mansion.
It also was a demon god.
And you sure she's not a demon god?
Yes, because they
both have
suckers.
You know what would have been funny? If all of a sudden, Paul Rudd or somebody starts singing... Let it go.
Okay.
Let it go.
That's actually... why didn't they do a Frozen joke?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I was waiting for it. Like, I thought, like, you know, Paul Rudd, he's going to make a joke or something.
Right.
Even podcast could have said that, like...
And there goes the main issue with this movie that I have.
And podcast...
Okay. The main issue is Ghostbusters movies are supposed to be... funny.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And there's very few laughs.
It's a mediocre funny movie. It's not like over the top.
It's supposed to be a funny movie.
I know. I didn't say it's not, but...
But the other ones are a little bit funny. Even the girl Ghostbuster movie was funnier, I thought.
I guess. Yeah. Because of, you know, that character. I don't know that person's name, but she's...
Besides a couple of one-liners here and there, it wasn't that much.
The most funny thing.
The best one was when Bill Murray was hitting the guy with the pen.
No,
that was good.
No. The funniest part is when podcast hit the watch with the hammer.
Okay, I guess.
And podcast was doing nothing.
That's true.
He was nothing.
He just hammer.
Yeah, well, podcast did more in the last movie than this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, this movie lacked a lot of element. Like,
right.
This was like, you know, it's like putting a little Band-Aid.
I felt like they were trying to, like, introduce all these little concepts, all these new things all at once, trying to set up something bigger.
I don't know.
A bigger universe. They're trying to pull in all these new characters. And some of these characters are waste. You don't even need them. The girl from the last movie, the girlfriend?
Yeah.
You did not need her.
No.
She did nothing.
Lucky.
She literally did nothing. And if she wasn't in the movie would not change.
Yeah.
And the definition of a waste character is if you take her out of the story and the story doesn't change, that means she's a waste. Okay?
Yeah.
Then you have... The new, by the way, are we doing spoiler review?
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert.
Warning.
Yeah.
Warning.
The new tech guy.
The British guy.
Was totally unfunny. He was trying to be like a fake, like, Egon. Like, always serious, right?
Oh, I'm a serious dude. I'm gonna try to be Egon in this.
Yeah.
Even though...
And... He wasn't even, like, a known actor that I ever seen before.
Well, what about the fact, like, what we thought about? Like, why didn't they put him as somebody's kid? Like,
he should have been Sigourney Weaver's kid from Part 2. Oscar. His name was Oscar. Mm-hmm. Okay? That was a perfect opportunity to bring in Oscar, and they just, messed it up. Yeah.
And we also talked about, like, where are these old Ghostbusters kids? Like...
Yeah. Like I said, it should have been Zedmore. should have had like a funny son played by
Kevin Hart.
Either Kevin Hart or Dave Chappelle or one of these other famous comedians. Can you imagine?
Yeah, and let's do the pitch. Like, what were you saying? Like,
Kevin Hart would be like, "Yo, Dad, can I be a Ghostbuster?" And
father's like,
Winston's
no.
Like, "No, stay away from proton packs."
Yes, okay. And he keeps on asking, "Dad, can I just touch it, Dad? Can I just try it, Dad?"
And he blows up something.
Yes, he totally breaks the proton pack.
And that was barely in it.
And so. I feel like they instead of introducing these lamer characters, they did not need to do that. And also, Podcast was a good character from the last movie, but did he really need to be in this movie?
No. You wanted him to be.
I wanted him to be, but, like, he didn't do anything.
Exactly. If they made him do stuff, it would be different.
All he did was smash to watch.
I wanted him to be the love interest that they set up in the last movie.
Yeah.
He should have. Also, I thought like he had like, you know, a little bit of more like a techno.
Yeah, he was the one who did the thing with the car, right?
Yes.
Or no?
Yes. He was the trapper dude.
I thought he was the tech.
He was the trapper dude.
Yeah.
But he was doing nothing to the car.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
So, the new Ghostbusters that are on the team now, they're lame. They're lame.
Yes, the black guy.
Yeah. No. And then you have
Slimer.
No. Then you have Paul Rudd.
Yes, the father.
Paul Rudd was there for nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Also the mom.
The mom absolutely did nothing. And in fact, the daughter even said, "You're a waste of the family." Okay? She would not have been there if her name wasn't Spengler. And the daughter was right. The daughter was right. Right? Right?
And in the last movie, the daughter was so smart.
She was the main character.
Well thought and well put together, figured out everything. And this movie, they totally ruined her.
They ruined her. Phoebe was super smart, super intelligent, always ahead of everybody, always ahead. And in this movie, she becomes a dummy.
By letting herself turn into a ghost.
Like, everything in this movie is her fault. She literally, basically, she probably killed like millions of people, but, you know, they don't show anybody getting killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But pretty much, she is the cause of everything.
She messed the whole thing up.
Her and Kunal. They're the worst people on Earth.
And
okay?
How did the spikes not touch anybody?
Yeah. They never show any spike killing anybody.
No one died.
No one died. They should at least had one or two people die or something.
I wanted the mayor to be dead.
Yes. He's always the bad
stuff.
Everybody
does.
Well, that is the only good thing about this movie is the callbacks and the Easter eggs.
Yes.
Okay? Now we're going to go...
A lot of movies, like, when they reboot it, they or, like, make sequel, they bring in the old cast.
I mean, but these days, yes.
No, not everyone's been doing that.
This is way better than the new Star Wars movie.
Oh, yes, okay? Definitely, obviously.
This is way better, because in the new Star Wars movie, all they did was just kill everybody off and make them do nothing.
But this movie, they got everybody from
They got everybody that's still alive and back. Even the ones who died came back in the last one,
We're not talking about Morocco.
Who?
Morocco.
Oh, Morocco?
Garak.
We'll talk about him later. Now, if you like the original Ghostbusters, they actually have a actual part in the movie.
That's a funny thing. The Fire Master.
Yeah, I didn't like him. I didn't like the Fire Master.
He is.
The Fire Master is basically their version of the. I want the gate, the Key Master. Remember the first one was Key Master.
Key Master and Gate Master.
Or whatever, and now it's like the Fire Master.
Masters
of the universe.
Yeah.
No. So the callbacks. If you saw the first movie, they return back to the library.
Yes, the library.
And the librarian ghost is still there.
Yes.
And the same guy that's in charge of the library is still working there.
Yeah.
Also, what else? Slimer is back.
Yes.
Yes. He's still in the firehouse.
Yes, he lives in the firehouse.
He's barely in it,
but he does defeat one of the bad ghosts.
He actually saves them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the last movie, we were introduced to the Muncher. And this one, we get a couple of new ghosts. I like the Possessor. Yeah. Possessor's good. That's a cool new villain. They have another one that spits gunk.
Slimer.
Yeah, it looks cute, but then it's like...
It's like a big giant head with feet.
Cutie? It's cute, but evil.
And then the marshmallows are back.
The marshmallows always have to be there.
But the marshmallows didn't do anything.
Yes. Marshmallow Man did.
They're just like killing each other.
Is it Marshmallow Man?
Yeah. Isn't that the case always? Even the last movie, they were like dying. Like,
they didn't do anything.
They were happy to
They were just there to freak people up. No, like,
they just like make more chaos.
Yes, yeah. The Marshmallow
They're basically man. The minions.
Nuisance.
The minions of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Minions.
Okay, and then let's see. What else was a nice callback? They showed scenes from Ghost vs. Part 2 with the Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else?
They got new backpacks.
At the end, when Slimer was flying away with the dragon ghost, how come...
Ice dragon.
Was it
sewer dragon? River dragon? Some kind
sewer
of dragon.
Stop.
How
sewer
come
dragon.
The original Ghostbusters didn't see him? They were there.
They all saw him. Oh, another bad thing about this movie, though. They literally only bust ghosts twice in the whole movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Daddy.
The beginning and then the end. You know, and the middle kind of dragged a little bit.
Yeah. The middle was
when,
just...
When, like, they were talking, Phoebe was going to talk
that,
to the
That
ghost
whole and... subplot with Phoebe and the girl ghost... It just dragged the movie down. Every time they were there, it was like, oh, God, this is so boring.
I hope the ghost would have been Egon, since it was literally...
It should have been Egon, but Egon went to the other plane, I think, in the last movie. And by the way, why is it that every other ghost looks creepy, but this girl ghost looks so human?
Just like Egon.
Even Egon looked a little bit faker than that. Yeah.
And the fire master's a bazooka.
Yes, another thing. The fire...
Fire guy looks like
Fire master
Ozai.
Looks like a firebender.
Yeah, it looks like Ozai, but it's...
Like a cheap version of a firebender.
Yes,
why could it, and how did the bad guy knew, like, you know, Phoebe will make good friends with this girl ghost?
Yeah, that was all contrived. Like, I feel like that whole subplot was just added.
Yes.
For no reason.
Like,
you cut that whole thing out, and the movie's 100% better.
Like, because, I thought that she was burned to death by fire masters. That
yeah, she should have looked like a crisp.
Yeah.
Like a burnt crisp.
But they say, like, you know, like how she died before her face got burned and stuff.
But her body would have been burnt.
Right. Also,
And there's the only ghost, like, who that bad guy can control. Like, apparently, she cannot pass over. Why can't she pass over?
I don't know. Maybe because she's not Jewish. Oh, that was a funny joke. That was a funny joke. Oh, you get it? You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get canceled. Okay. Now, the things that I liked. Mm-hmm. I know I talked about a lot of bad things. What else did you not like? What the? What's going on outside? Yeah.
Let's see. What did I like? What else?
What did you not like?
What did I not like?
Yes.
I think we said everything.
You said everything? About you?
The whole movie.
What?
Practically.
And it wasn't all that bad.
Most of the movie.
I think the beginning is good.
The end is good.
Part in the library is good. Where they're trying to chase Possessor.
Yeah.
And
that's
also
good.
The lion part, like when
that's part of the library. Yeah. That whole sequence.
I think what I didn't like was just the brother. He was just there.
Yeah. Oh, another thing. The brother was useless.
The only good thing.
Useless.
Oh, look, there's Slimer. I know him.
And then the only
technically,
good...
the new family of Ghostbusters, they do nothing.
Wait, the only good thing nothing. That he did
yeah.
was
yeah.
Helps capture... He tried to capture Slimer.
And he didn't even do that.
Exactly.
Yes, he
okay.
tried to.
He
wouldn't be fun, like, if he captured Slimer. Cause...
No, he should have made friends with Slimer, and then, just like the cartoon, he helps them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but did he not?
Not really.
But...
Or, this is it. Instead of having that girl ghost subplot, what if it was Slimer that they were trying to control? And he was the one. Huh?
Maybe, but
no?
Does he really talk?
Sure. I don't know. No, he just says like, blah, 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 like that.
He just talks nasty.
Yeah. Whatever. That I just thought that, you know. And the British guy. I don't know who that actor is, but he's like movie poison because I don't like him at all.
How come?
I wanted him to die.
I thought he was gonna die, actually, because he
and
was...
And the brother was like, driving in monster truck on the street.
Yeah, they should have got a famous, like, British actor to play him.
Like the Benji from Mission Impossible?
Or any other, like, funny guy, like mm-hmm. Benedict Cumberbatch, I don't know.
The movie needed a little bit more comedy. Like
yes, it needed more comedy, and it was a little too serious at times. You know,
and even Paul Rudd's line weren't even
Paul funny. Rudd, the only thing he said funny was like he was talking the theme song, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a couple of here things and there, here and there. There's, but you have a movie with Paul yeah. Rudd. He's a funny guy. You should have him do some funny mm-hmm. stuff.
It was funny, like when he was asking, do I have permission to be, you know, mean to the kids?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it could have been better. I still think it's better than part two. I still think it's a little bit better than the female version.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as good as the last one, Afterlife.
Yeah.
No.
Afterlife
was
felt like a real movie.
Yeah.
They've all the Ghostbusters.
First one's still my best. First one's still the best, I think. Mm-hmm. Because you could actually see, like, all... If you listen to that movie, every line is almost funny because there's always, like, a little...
innuendo in it.
Yeah. Because it was mostly the Bill Murray show. And prime Bill Murray was like... He was like Ryan Reynolds of his day, you know? The funny guy. Yeah.
Daddy, when the brother...
By the way, that's what this movie needs. A Ryan Reynolds. What? What was that?
Nothing.
What, you forgot?
You were going to say something. The brother, what happened?
He was next to Simon, and then Simon just went through him, and there was...
Slime inside his mouth?
Uh-huh, then he spit it out.
That's nasty.
Uh-huh.
That's
he
like,
liked it.
That's like snot going in your mouth.
Another thing.
That's gross. Ew. Yeah.
What's the best Ghostbusters show and movie? Best to least. Number one, best.
The first one's the best. The cartoon second.
Number two, the best. I didn't watch none of them.
That's good. You're too young to watch it.
I'd say the first show, the original
You'd show. Haven't even seen it. You should even talk. Okay? Now that we talked about the bad stuff, I'm going to talk about the good stuff. Okay? The first scene is the best scene. With them chasing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Destroyed the whole place.
Yeah.
And just no one got killed.
Well... I'm sure they got hurt, but yeah. Yeah.
But I like the...
That's the most Ghostbuster-y scene in the whole movie, right?
Last movie was a lot of them.
Yeah, they had a lot of chase scenes in the last one, but yeah. The first scene in this movie was the best, right?
Yeah, it was.
Also, the flashback scene was good, mm-hmm. too. I like that. Because you got to see
and
some
I
of
like
the past.
The car. I like the car.
You like the car?
Okay, uh-huh. Yeah.
I like the motorcycle. I wish they could have seen more of the motorcycle.
Yeah, so...
What is that? Echo.
I did not expect the motorcycle to transform like that. That was a cool
one. Yeah, the seat can move away.
Yeah. And I wanted to see more little gadgets. We saw, like, the drone. We saw, like,
the
little monster truck.
Uh-huh.
We should have saw some more gadgets. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did they, like, make a phone proton blaster?
They should make them more compact. Why are they going to make them so big?
Exactly. And that ghost was a dragon at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I never seen a dragon ghost.
Right, right. So, what else did you like? Huh?
I mean, well, like, I'm pretty sure the only thing, the things that I liked was, like, the bad guy and
the... At the end?
Yeah.
Yeah?
The bad guy
He was definitely better than the last movie, because the last movie was just a rehash of the first movie.
Yeah.
Garaka
is, like, really evil.
The only bad thing that Garaka ever did was getting the horns and putting it back in his head. That was nasty.
The horns? Okay. Yeah. What else?
I mean...
Anything else?
No.
What else did you like?
The premise needed to be changed, but as I said, like, the ending was good to me.
Except for... it's interesting, like... Like, it's like a different type of villain.
But it was actually kind of premeditated. I told you the matchstick was going to come into play.
Right.
And to me, like, they killed the ghost really fast.
Yeah. Well, they did that in every movie.
Yeah, but besides that, I don't think I liked it too much of anything. Like, it was beginning, it was cool. I was actually looking forward, like, when they were getting, like, the new place for the ghost.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they're going to elaborate on that. Like, some of the ghosts are going to go free and they're going to have a chaos in there. But none of that happened.
Another thing they didn't do? A montage. They needed a montage scene of them catching ghosts.
Yeah.
What about anything else for you, Rayon?
No. I don't think anything else.
You only like podcast breaking things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What about you? You like the monster truck?
Yes.
Okay.
Time.
Now we do our trademark rating system.
No, I got to. What's the baby say?
No, we're not doing that. Go.
I give it 3 thumbs up.
I give it 2. I give it 2.
What about you?
3 thumbs up.
I give it 2.5. Right in the even spot, right there.
Why do you give everything 2.5?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Actually,
no. Sometimes it's 2, sometimes it's 3.
You usually give everything.
By the way, the best is 4. I would give Afterlife maybe a 3. How would you? How about Afterlife?
3.5.
Okay, and you guys finally saw the first movie.
First movie. 4.
4. Wow. Okay. First movie?
I will not wait. I did not see it. I fell asleep.
What about the first movie?
I think it's the same as Afterlife.
Okay.
All right. I didn't even like that.
I don't think you understood that. You are also half asleep.
Well, nothing can beat seeing the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man walking down the street.
Yes.
That's...
Yes. When the credits scene. When the guy was getting his gas, the marshmallow man was taking his truck.
Yes. Yes, thank you for giving away the end credit scene. Thank you.
There's the end credit scene in the movie.
Yes, yes, yes. So, I would say if you are a Ghostbuster fan, check out the movie.
I'm a Ghostbuster
Don't listen to all the haters. It's not a horrible movie like they're saying online. You know, but it's...
Don't expect the sky also.
Yeah, yeah. If you're getting a $5 ticket from T-Mobile like we did, you know, go ahead and try it out.
It was worth it.
Okay. So, that's it for this episode. What do we do at every end?
Please hit the bell, subscribe, and like.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
And who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Busting makes me feel good.